Good morning. Hey, how you doing? 6:39 a.m. on Thursday, June the 6th, 2024, on a absolutely crystal clear day here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Been a while. Cars and dogs and people and holy crap. Alright. On with the morning. So, I've had just a hell of a time to get myself moving in the morning away from the computer, away from the keyboard. Up and out of mat. Oh, that's pretty. Is that dogwood? Snowball plants have gone by. I feel like I kind of missed the spring. I mean, probably in large part because I did. And most of the winter, if I'm going to be honest. I was looking at my calendar where I record what I'm doing, and there's an awful lot of blank, which pretty much sums up the first half of the year. It's been pretty blank. I'm struggling with the cat. I'm struggling with writing in general. Just struggling. But I got an email yesterday and sort of poked me. It made me start thinking. I was like, oh yeah, I know. I talk to Evan every morning. he usually reminds me, but other people have started chiming in. It's like, are you still alive? Are you still kicking? So yeah, Portly Pirate, thanks for the nudge. He also asked about the einkorn flower, and yeah, I got some einkorn, and so many mistakes, so little time. Oh, did I bring a handkerchief or tissue, something? Yeah, both, good. I got a 5-pound bag. And to say that it's expensive is a bit of an understatement. It costs 5 times more than, when you include the shipping, it costs 5 times more than King Arthur at the store. And the question then becomes, does it taste at least 5 times better? Or does it taste that much better? Because it's hard to say, oh, this is twice as good. This is... It's not a flower you can keep around because it doesn't have the same kind of shelf resilience that commercial grade flowers do. So I've got to use it up. And so the very first mistake I made was thought I knew how to make bread using einkorn flour. And so the actual first mistake I made was not getting all-purpose flour and bought whole wheat instead, reasoning that whole wheat would be better. And so I did my usual 1,000 grams of flour, 65% hydration. And what I got was a sticky mess. I should have realized that the stickiness was trying to tell me something. And that was the second mistake. And there's actually a few mistakes I've made before that in terms of, I should have looked up how to bake bread with uncorn flour first. And then I would have realized that my normal hydration of 65% was not going to cut it with a flour that does better around 50 to 55. So yeah, that sticky mess should have told me I had made a mistake, and I could have rectified it by adding more flour. But I thought, no, we'll go with this, we'll see what happens. And what happened was a pair of bricks. I gave it a chance, and no, didn't go. Wasn't gonna work. I ate the first loaf. Well, we ate the first loaf. The second loaf, by that time, the second loaf had dried out in like a day. And I used part of the first loaf and I turned it into breadcrumbs and made a meatloaf with it. It came out pretty good. But then I figured for my second try, what I would do is substitute the einkorn whole wheat for my usual recipe, which is 20% King Arthur whole wheat. So 800 grams of white flour, 200 grams of whole wheat, 65%. And that worked pretty well. And the interesting part is that either I'm remembering wrong or the flavor profile of this einkorn infused bread is really different. It's much breadier, if that's the phrase. It's especially obvious in toast, because that's pretty much the only way I eat bread these days, is toasted with a bit of butter. So I feel like I should make a batch of bread with the old recipe with the King Arthur flour while this new flavor profile is fresh in my mind. And we'll see how that works. I should probably do something rash like split it and make one of each. Anyway, life with einkorn, life with bread. I haven't had any coffee yet this morning. I've been drinking water first. I'll have a cup when I get back. It will be delicious. And I will fire up the time sink. That thing that has pulled me in. I was playing City Skylines for quite a while. As a result of it being on sale and having it on my wish list for a year, I pulled the trigger and bought it because Factorio is fun, but Factorio is more fun when you solve the problems yourself instead of picking up blueprints from other places. I learned a lot this playthrough. When I play Factorio again, I'm going to play quite differently, I think. I played City Skylines for a while. City Skylines was fun, but it's sort of, lacked the dopamine, probably is the right way to put it. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me, monk post. So, after watching the series on Prime, I fired up Fallout 4 again. The update has made it really different. It hasn't made it really different. But it's added a lot of new stuff that I have never seen before. Now, whether it's because the 1600 hours I had in it before, I just didn't do those things, or it really is new, part of the next gen update, they call it. It's still a Bethesda game. It's still screwed up. It still crashes, although on the new machine it doesn't crash anywhere near as often as it used to. What the hell is going on up there? Squirrels, I guess. Squirrels in the attic, which is sort of like a metaphor for my brain. Squirrels in the attic. Brain weasels. I started out, you know, it's like, okay, we'll play this afternoon. And then, okay, well, it's 10 o'clock. I can start playing now. And then it's like, okay, I finished breakfast. Let's play. So I'm finding new stuff to do. I'm doing some of the old stuff differently. This is not the first time I've played with Ballistic Weave, but it is the first time I've played so little with Power Armor. This is actually the second start since I picked the game up again, and I'm playing for companion perks. There's a couple of companion perks that seem pretty useful. United We Stand. We're playing with Garvey is interesting. We took the castle, just the two of us, which was one person more than I usually have. because I usually take the castle and then go get Preston Garvey to come back and we'd complete that quest. But I took him with me this time, and that was kind of fun. I got the perk and swapped off for... What did I swap off for? Good morning. Oh, Deacon. I swapped off for Deacon, Cloak and Dagger. Which is... Good morning. Which is for stealth. And now I'm playing with Piper, who has Gift of Gab. And she's not anywhere near as annoying as I thought she was going to be. All of them still have a complete lack of awareness of Field of Fire. And they're constantly stepping into my Field of Fire. Constantly. I can't count the number of times that I shot Garvey. I think I only shot Deacon once. I managed to not shoot Piper yet, but I haven't had her very long. And I'm playing without assigning perk points to Lone Wanderer, so my carry weight is really feeble. So salvaging is a challenge. It's fun. I didn't get pushed over to Far Harbor right away. I did get pushed over to Nuka World early. I just kept the quest active and waited until I was ready to face the gauntlet and headed over. And then proceeded to wipe out all the raiders. I find it goes a lot easier if you kill off the chaff before you tackle the named characters. Gage was pissed. I just can't see myself playing a raider. Morning. And I'm back to reading Bob and Nikki after 2 or 3 weeks of Melissa McShane. The Last Oracle series. Really good series. 9 books. I finished the 9th book, I'm going to say yesterday. No, it must have been the day before because I had Bob and Nikki on my reader all day yesterday. And I'm still a book behind, so I'll probably go to Bob and Nikki again. But my reading hours are down, way down, way down. Like 10 hours a week down. My typical reading week is 20 to 24 hours. Reading a week, according to Kindle. And it's down to around 12. Because Fallout 4. And I'm at the point where I look at my calendar. And I wrote about it this morning. I was like, according to my calendar, this is not a good year. And yet, I don't find myself thinking that, oh my God, I've got to do... It's more along the lines of, You know, I sort of miss walking. It does help. Not just body, but mind. Getting out and moving. And then there's the reality that I'm not castigating myself for the rest of the day and saying, oh, you didn't walk today, you suck. And I don't get emails from Poorly Pirate. So I need to really figure out what I'm going to do with the writing next. I've been playing, the character that I'm playing now in Fallout 4 is Roger Mulligan. And it's like Roger at war. War never changes. I don't think I can get away with using that line in a book, but something to think about. Oh, the big project. The big project. We accomplished a big project. It's not quite finished yet. We still have some detail work to do. But the rusty old peeling paint, the warped boards, the Virginia creeper under the siding, all gone. I got a big pile of brush in the backyard. But the house has now been painted. It has a fresh coat. It has a new color scheme. It looks really sharp. I replaced the, there were broken globes on the outside lights. I replaced those. I've got one more to put in. And I've got awnings to get remade. They are well beyond the pale in terms of their lifespan. So they're in the back of the van. I'm going to take them over to Greeley Tent and Awning tomorrow and leave them to be refurbished. But we did accomplish that project. And house looks good. I got to say. I like it. Roof's next, probably. Windows and doors, definitely. But not right now. That was a big expense. This month is going to be really expensive. Next week, I think, I go in and get my hearing aids. That's another big expense. And, oh yeah, I have to pay my estimated taxes. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.